good morning, of course, a Monday, and after a weekend of protests as a result of the election of President Donald Trump, and specifically the women's marches on Saturday, our very own Rosemary Armeo, head of the journalism department at the University at Albany and panelist on the roundtable, joins us this morning fresh from her trip to Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning. Not entirely so fresh. There were so many people that getting back turned out to be the longest trip ever that we've taken between Washington and Albany last night.
Well, give us your sense of what happened, what you saw around you. Obviously, there's been questions about from the president-elect about the numbers at the inauguration, but certainly it looked like from the protests, it wasn't only in this country, but certainly on every continent in the world.
Yeah, the numbers were just astounding. It's hard to describe how really crowded the whole area on the mall really was. You could not move. If you dropped anything, you could not bend over to pick it up again. It was amazing. And yet, with all of that, there was no shoving. There was no name calling. It was an incredibly peaceful, unifying, really energizing experience.
One of the things that Trump tweeted out after the protest was, why didn't these people go and vote?
Well, you know, I don't entirely disagree with him about that. There were people there, and we kept asking, did you vote, did you vote? And they had not. They are late awakening, and of course, for that, they and we, I believe, are gonna pay a price. I also heard a lot from the other side about how we're snowflakes, whiny babies. I didn't hear any whining. I didn't hear any. There was lots of criticism in the signs and in the chanting of Trump. But overall, the feeling was, okay, we're here now. This shows we really have some thoughts about this, and we have to go out and do more. That was the, I would say that was the number one sentiment, was that it can't stop today.
And with that, do you think these kinds of protests, based on the early response from the president, will make a difference?
You know, the last time I protested like this, David, was in the 1970s to stop the Vietnam War. And I don't think any historian today will say that the massive protests against that war did not have an effect. So, yes, if we do the same thing now that we did then, that Gloria Steinem and others are calling for, to go back home, to donate, to organize, to run for school boards, to pay attention to low-level as well as high-end politics, and to keep on coming together like this. March in states where they're passing stupid laws at the legislative level. Yeah, I think we could definitely have an impact.
So, obviously, this will probably be a topic on the Media Project this week, but it seemed as if the president has, declared outright war on the media.
It is unbelievable. The Spicer press conference was just appalling. I don't predict he's going to last. And it's not because he's lying, David. It's because he lies so badly in the face of photographic truth. To say something else, it just seems to me, what's going on? I can't be the only one thinking that way.
Rosemary Armeo, the head of the journalism department at the University at Albany, a panelist on the roundtable. You'll hear her later this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. And Rosemary, really appreciate your thoughts on the marches this weekend.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.